You'll see the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPR and radio. And this is Friday, June 11, 2011. Today, I have a very full show for you. We are going to talk about a lot of different healing protocols and some I've been working with and I can entertain you with. And it's a show for you. I'll throw in the curse removal and energy balancing. We'll do some DNA work and whatever else we can get in for our energy light workers. So I am going to talk about all kinds of different healing modalities. And let's start with the hair. You guys thinning out hair, losing your hair, hair's not growing. Well, do I have some tips for you? Now, for those of you that can see me on visual, see, I've got really long hair and it's not real thin. It's nice and it's thick. Now, at one time, this was before I moved to Hawaii, so this has been, oh my God, over 20 years ago, my hair stopped growing and it stopped growing up to my shoulders. And I had baby fine hair. You know, I had a lot of it, just really fine. So I started ingesting minerals. And one of the minerals is called angelite, which I use a lot of. But when I started ingesting it, my hair got thicker and it started to grow again. And that was really thrilling for me. And actually, before I tried it, we did do animal testing on my one older dog, and she was actually losing her hair with hot spots. And when my ex-husband would cut up the angelite, he would throw some in her food, and we noticed that her hair grew back within a week. So it's really good for animals, too. Okay, so let's get back to hair. Then people ask me, what do I do for my hair? And I just tell them I'm really high maintenance, but am I? But I'm worth it. Okay, so another good thing to use for your hair is called Knox Gelatin. And that's K-N-O-X. And you can get it at the supermarket. But I mix mine with juice. And you put it in the fridge and it'll turn into jello. So you cut it into squares and then you eat some of the squares every day. And the more you eat, the quicker your hair is going to get thicker, even thicker than with the angelite. And it's really going to start growing. Now, if you want to pop out your highlights and whatever blonde you have in your hair, this is a good time because it's summertime. And if you have visual, you can see I've got some really nice highlights. As long as you don't look at the gray highlights on top of my head, we're good. All right. Okay, so what you do is you go get some honey and some lemon juice and pour just enough lemon juice in it to make a thick paste. And you just kind of pat that all over your head and hope there's no bees around. And then go out in the sun and do your yard work. And I like to do that when I'm kayaking because then I know there are no bees around. But it just really pops out your color. And yeah, like I said, if you can see mine, you can see there's quite a few highlights in it, at least under these lights. Yeah. Okay. So that is for hair. And it really does work, guys. Ladies and guys, if you want your hair to grow, stop cutting it. What a no-brainer. I know, surprise, really. I mean, who are the only people that tell you you need to trim your hair all the time? Yeah, the hairdressers. Sorry, guys, gals, but it's true. And then when you go in for a trim and, you know, you're thinking maybe just clipping the ends and they cut 5 inches off. Not going to happen with me. So my hair is also getting longer because I stopped cutting it a long time ago. And, you know, I'm 68. My hair is still growing. So all those methods really, really work. If you have a cell phone, Don't put your cell phone up to your head because you are putting some kind of electromagnetic energy through your head. And a long time ago when I was in California, I had this young guy come in and he was really, really concerned because he was losing his hair on one side of the body. And this is before it came into fashion. And I just asked him, how do you use your cell phone? And he gets it and puts it up on that side of the head. And it's like, dude, stop using your cell phone. On, use your speaker or, earplugs that's attached with wires, not the Bluetooth, which sends energy through your head. Just saying. So that could be a cause. And then we're living in high radiation, and you can lose your hair from that. Nerves, chemicals, parasites. And then you've got genetics. So all of that is a consideration, but with most of you, if you do those protocols, I know you will have longer, thick hair and be happy. So I wrote, sat down and wrote this little article the other day, and honestly, it doesn't matter where you guys live. This really applies to you, whether you're in Europe or Mexico or the United States or Canada. So I want you to pay attention, okay? And then we're going to get into some healing protocols through this. And the name of it is called Parasites, COVID, and the Spike Protein by me. I must say, I'm not what you would categorize as an academic scientist with lots of degrees behind me, nor a doctor. That means I can say what needs to be said without any fear of losing my license or being blackballed. How freeing. I am just your average old person who knows stuff, has eyes to see and the ears to hear. I'm old enough to remember the old healing ways that work from the very old teachers who weren't afraid to speak their truths. I also do a lot of research to pull from, as well as that old taught knowledge that isn't being taught anymore. I remember, and I still have memory. Saying all that, I want to share with you some observations I have had that may be of some interest to you, especially if you've ever been sick, ever, or taking the CO19 vaccination. That's really not a vaccine that has a spike protein in it, which you now carry in your body. Now, it's been my experience over the years that doctors don't bother to look at any worms or parasite infection in the body, preferring to give the patient a drug that makes you feel better, but not completely get ridding, but not kill completely the parasite invasion. When I was looking for a doctor in Los Angeles, I understood worm parasite infections, and I was told by many doctors that they did not want to be known as a parasite doctor. And believe me, I called probably every doctor in the LA phone book, and they literally all said the same thing. I don't want to be known as a parasite doctor. And I said, but gosh, you'd be getting a whole lot more business. And they would just say, I don't want to be known as a parasite doctor. So, needless to say, I never did find one. And I had to resort what I call old school books, where the teachers knew about parasites that infected the body and gave simple solutions on how to remove them. They were a treasure of knowledge that I've actually been able to keep applying in my daily life now. Now, in the past, when autopsies were performed, they would look at the part of the organ that caused that death. What was found was that those particular organs were loaded with parasites and or worms. Today, there are very few to none autopsies done on anyone who has died from the COVID virus or the experimental COVID-19 vaccine, which is really a bioweapon, that no one knows what side effects can harm you from the time you get the first shot and after the second shot, a year to 5 years down the road. Then add to that, no manufacturer of the vaccine is responsible for any reaction you may have, no matter how severe or even death. And I ask, why are no autopsies being done now? Many people have had this new spike protein injected into their bodies. And what I have observed is that it brings out in your body any past health issue you may have had and now lays dormant. From cancers, herpes, to shingles, pink eye, seizures, and affecting the body to where many people now have blood clots. Not to mention how angry people can get after the shot. They were mild-mannered before and now just angry. Sometimes the anger lasts and sometimes it goes away. With the understanding that our bodies are loaded with parasites, metals, and we're affected by pollution, is the spike protein amplifying the parasites in our bodies where we are the weakest? Does the spike protein and the parasite worms have a symbiotic relationship where they feed off of each other? I know, isn't this warm and fuzzy? I didn't mention parasites at all in the beginning, did I? Surprise! All right, where were we? Now, young children are now being given this experimental shot, and it's actually affecting their hearts of many. They may look healthy, and, you know, living in high radiation from Fukushima and all the other nuclear reactors releasing that nuclear energy into the air, it's affecting many people, especially kids, who also had, what, how many vaccines throughout their lives to compromise their health even more? And I think it's up to 72. Now, add a dash of radiation to the mixture. It's a possibility that the children and adults already have had heartworm or other parasites around the heart organ, making it weak already. So you add the spike protein that has a relationship with the parasites, amplifying them, and in some cases, people just die from heart attacks. And the parasite and worms win. Now, using hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin have been used successfully by many doctors over the past 50 years. And now it's being suppressed. Why, I ask? Because they work. If there is a known cure for the COVID-19 virus, the COVID vax would not have been allowed to be used. So the powers that be had to make it look like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin are really bad for you. Even to the point of fixing the tests and giving people extra doses so they die and they can come up and say, see, you're going to die from hydroxychloroquine. Well, if you look up, now I want to also add, in India, they've been very, very successful because they used hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Okay, now just hold that thought. Now, what brought the ivermectin into my, putting it into my face so I understood what it was, a very dear friend of mine has a husband who has a little bit of Asperger's, so he does things really weird sometimes, bless his heart. But he decided that their water purifier, he really didn't need to replace the parts, and you know, they're drinking rainwater and whatever else falls in there, it wasn't being filtered. So, you know, he thought, hey, farmers have been doing this forever. And when he lived on a farm 60 years ago, it was okay. Yeah, but yeah, the contaminants in the air aren't quite like it was 60 years ago. Be that as it may, she flipped out, rightfully so, went to a naturopath, and the doctor gave her, you know, I mean, she understood she's full of parasites now. So she gave her parasite medicine. And of course, you know, it was, she labeled it for COVID-19. But it was ivermectin. Okay. So ivermectin is a parasite drug. It cleans your body out from parasites. So then I decided to look up, what was hydroxychloroquine used for? They used it to get rid of parasites too, malaria and other stuff out of the body. They've been using this stuff for years. So this has been killing the worms in and parasites in people's bodies. And of course they're recovering and getting better. I mean, God, they're both parasite medicines. Jeez. So both the ivermectin and, again, the hydroxychloroquine was successfully used in India for the COVID-19 virus. Why? They both have been used safely over the past years. And it kills parasites and worms that the virus is amplifying. So what did the Indian government do? They suppressed it. They don't want it out anymore. And it's harming people. Why? I don't know their reptilian logic. They just took something off of the market, which our government did also, that was working. And if you had that, you wouldn't have to take that darn vaccine or even be pressured into it, would you? So if the spike protein is not cleared out of the body, it's going to keep producing the energy to give a person autoimmune disease or organ failure. Now, both can result in death from now on till 5 to 6, 7 years into the future, and who knows, even beyond. No one knows, for this is all experimental. So if we assume that the spike protein and parasite are feeding off of each other, what would happen if the parasites, worms, are cleansed from the body? Would that spike protein be neutralized, not being able to cause any organ failures or deaths? And I would have to say this was really demonstrated in India when they used it before it was removed from people's treatment. Would that be enough to help people stay alive and healthy after they took the COVID-19 shot? Something as simple as a parasite cleanse? Yeah, I believe that for every challenge there is out there, there's a simple solution. And if we really look for it, God will bring it to us. So, you know, I'm in for this, for a parasite cleanse, and this is what I've been giving my attention to. Really, guys, when was the last time you actually had a parasite cleanse? Yeah? Figured it out yet? If you haven't, I mean, you know, most people are, they've never had one. Now, we're told to worm our bodies at least twice, I mean, our animals at least twice a year. And more if we find that, you know, they've got parasites and worms. But how many of us as any doctor or healthcare practitioner, unless they're a naturopath, maybe osteopath, would mention parasites or worms. We should be cleaning out our bodies at least twice a year. And if you've got animals, then more than that. If you got kids, kids pass everything along. I know, isn't this fun? So what we're going to dive into right now is some different forms of parasite cleansing. Some will appeal to you, some will, you'll go, oh God, oh hell no. And I don't care. All right, use it, don't use it. Put this energy and knowledge up on the shelf if it doesn't feel good. But it's out there and it's something that I'm going to share with you. A lot of this I am doing. So let's dive in. Now, I wanted to talk to you about an antidote for the unvaxxed so you don't pick up anything the vaxxed people are shedding. And I also believe that if the vaxxed people take this, it will stop them from giving anything out to anybody. So, for those that have not been vaccinated, an antidote, so you say safe around the vax people, is actually making a tea out of pine needles. And this has got to be a northern pine, whether it's blue spruce, white spine, Douglas fir, okay? Northern pine, not Hawaiian pine. No. So, you need that. And if you know people up north, give them a call and say, hey, go look at your trees. Do you have white pine, blue spruce, or Douglas fir? And if you do, can you send me some cuttings? Okay. So you've got pine needle tea, and there's something in the pine needles, and I'm sorry I didn't write it down, but it's really, really special that builds up our immune system so we don't take on the oogies. All right, so to add to this tea, you're going to add star anise and fennel. Now, sometimes you can get this in a grocery store. I live in Hawaii. It wasn't happening. So I had to go to a health food store. And living on an island, it's limited supply. So, get what you think you're going to need when you're going to be doing this for a long time. And you can order it also through Amazon and get, a really good supply of both, including, if you don't know anybody up north, in the northern country, even Canada, you can get the pine needle tea off of Amazon. And it's not that I want to give Amazon good PR, just I know you can get it there. And if you really look hard enough, there are other businesses like, I think, Kettle Tea online. Google it. All right, so you're going to add pine needles, star anise, and fennel. And then I add chaga to it. And chaga is a mushroom that grows on the trees. It comes from the mushroom family. And that mushroom repairs, revitalizes, and restores the body to its natural state of being. And the chaga mushroom also protects cells, tissues, and melanin while strengthens bones and teeth. So, I think if I was either vaxxed or unvaxxed, I would be doing this twice a day. And trust me, I do it twice a day. I have a store in Hawaii, so I'm around a lot of people. And really, I don't like to touch people that have been vaccinated. But this beautiful woman came in with her husband, and she was so grateful to what I was sharing with her. She just went and grabbed me and hugged me. And my first thoughts were, oh, shit. But then I had to remind myself, it's like you've been sucking this antidote down and keeping your energy as high as you can and removing parasites from your body. You're okay. You're really okay. But like I said, I make that tea twice a day in the morning before I go to work, and then I'll be chugging it down after the show because I've already got it cooking at the house. Now there's the foot deep bath detox. I know I've talked about this one before. This is really cool. Okay. So you're actually hooking yourself up to a machine. So you put your feet in warm water because it should be warm, because then the warm water opens up your pores. You put a little bit of salt in the water, and then there's this ionizer that you put in there, and it's going to put out positive ions. Okay, so now this is all connected to this little machine. And then they've got something that attaches to your wrist. And then they've got these pads that you can put it like anywhere on your body, and it literally massages you. It's really cool. Okay. So then they have different degrees. And what it does, it pulls out toxins and metals. And if you smoke, it pulls out that out of your body. It removes stuff from the organs that need to be cleaned. And I had someone come in and we were talking about it, and she was going, oh yeah, my friend has one. And we all decided to do it to make sure that it wasn't BS. And she goes, everybody's colors were different. Well, everybody is different. Everything that it's pulling out of you is very different. Be straight. If you do it too much too soon, and I tell people, I do it 30, 35 minutes, but guys, if you've never done this before, limit yourself to 15 minutes. And then when you get out and done, you're going to want to drink coconut water to help you put your electrolytes back in. Now, you can learn through my lesson, okay? So I'm doing the cleanse. And one day, probably after a radio show, I was really, really tired. And I decided to skip treatment. Oh my God, that was the dumbest thing I ever did. Well, one of the dumbest things I've ever done in my life. I will call it my Lucy Ball moment, and I should have red hair. So what happened? I woke up in the middle of the night, dizzy, dizzy, like you're so dizzy drunk that when you close your eyes, the room doesn't stop spinning, and it's really uncomfortable. It's really hard walking because, your head's spinning out of control. Now, luckily for me, I have these angel light healing plates that I use. So I stuck that under my pillow, and I had my head on that all night, and then I had this big angel light chain mail of 30 pieces on my head all night, and I had to go to work, and I'm still a little lightheaded. And then I mentioned it to a friend who said, oh, I'll go get some coconut water. And that was really one of the best devices he's given me. And coconut water has become my friend. But that, if you don't continue doing it, or if you cleanse too fast, you can get headaches or really dizzy because you've got all those toxins built up. And you've got to keep doing it so you keep releasing it. So like I said, if you've never done it before, start slow, 15 minutes, and then work your way up. I'm just a Leo, so I go for broke. Now, where do you get that? Oh God, Amazon again? Now, mine cost, I think, 113, 112. And then you've got to accessorize if you want. And they've got, I don't know why they've got it separate, but you probably can put your feet in a bucket and it would work. But you'll see what they have online. It's specially for the feet. And I really recommend getting liners for it, because when you see the stuff that comes out of your feet, it's like, oh my God. But when you got the liners and you do it right, that stuff doesn't leak into the plastic foot bath bin, and your life is much easier. All right, now, and like I said, drink a lot of water throughout the day and don't forget coconut water. Now there's a parasite zapper. Yeah. Now the zapper is a small battery-powered electronic device developed in the mid-90s by Hulda Clark and her son Jeff Clark. Its primary purpose is to help rid the body of parasites, viruses, bacteria, mold, fungi, and all those yummy parasitic wormy creatures by applying very small electrical currents using a specific waveform and frequency. So this is healing with frequencies. And I will have to say, on my last trip, oh no, on my second trip to India, I was with a bunch of women, and one of the ladies actually had a parasite zapper. Did it work? Well, I stayed healthy. What else can I say? Thank you. And I did use it while I was there, which I considered a blessing. So now, how does the zapper work? Well, the zapper damages negatively charged outer membrane of a parasite with a weak current. The negative charge from outer membrane protects the parasite from white blood cells, which is your immune system. So they're not able to remove them from the body because the white blood cells also have to have a negative charge. We know the law of polarity from physics, which states that the elements with the same charge repel each other with the same opposite charge. They attract each other. Oh, sorry, I read that wrong. And with the opposite charge, they attract each other. Duh. Because the white blood cells have the same charge, they're not able to remove parasites. When we use a zapper, parasites lose their outer membrane with a negative charge, and the white blood cells can easily remove them clean from the body, relieve pain, migraines, and cure the body. So before treatment, drink plenty of water to make it easier for the body to detoxify. Now, the therapy lasts for a total of around 61 minutes, and you divide this up as follows, okay? So the first 7 minutes, you're going to turn on the appliance and hold handles in your hand. And with that for 7 minutes, we destroy the parasites. Then we take a 20-minute pause so that viruses and bacteria get released from the dying parasites. Then again, hold the handles for 7 minutes. In the second round, we destroy bacteria and viruses released in the previous step. And then you make again a 20-minute pause. In this time, the viruses from dying bacteria get released. And finally, the last 7-minute round to destroy the last released viruses. Now, these repetitions are needed to destroy the parasites in the first phase and then destroy the bacteria and viruses that lived within the parasites in the second and third stages. Now, actually, if you go to Hulda Clark's website, and she's even on Amazon. Okay, it's Hulda Clark, CLARK, and Dr. HULDA Clark. She actually gives you diagrams on how to build a zapper online. And honest to God, I am so non-electrical. I mean, God. So I actually got mine off of eBay. Now, how electrical am I? And maybe spacey, I'll own it sometimes. I wanted to have stereo put in my car, so I stopped off at a stereo place and I go, I want four speakers. I want stereo. And he goes, well, if you got a right speaker and a left speaker, you've got stereo. I go, no, I want back speakers too, right? And he goes, okay, well, show me your car. Now, I've had this car for 5 years, all right? So I show him the car. He looks, and now it's a four-door, okay, with a hatchback. So he opens up the back door, and there's my other two speakers. So I've always had four speakers in the car, and you're going to expect me to put together a Parasite Zapper? I just really don't think so. But he was kind enough to fix my stereo for me, so yay. Now, there also are parasite cleanses you can do, okay? And you're going to want to do like parasites and your eventually kidney and liver cleanses. And you can get pre-made stuff, cleanses in capsules. So you're going to start with a parasite cleanse and then kidney and then liver. Okay. So parasite cleanse first. If you don't want to get anything, that's pre-made in capsule form, that's going to cost you a whole lot of money, get castor oil. And from all you guys, all you old people, if you remember when mom and dad, or mom usually, would line everybody up and give them castor oil and everybody hated it, but they didn't mention it was for parasites. So what you're going to want to do is take 1 tablespoon throughout the day, 3 times, 3 days in a row around the full moon. Why the full moon, Kath? Well, because parasites and worms are moon creatures. And a lot of times they're dormant till around the full moon. So you can go and to the doctor and he can do parasite tests, but unless it's around the full moon, those little creatures aren't that active. And pay attention to the kids, because if they've got a runny nose during that time or itchy butt, pinworms, roundworms, yay! And there's a whole lot of other worms. It's so easy to get, you know, got dogs, got cats, birds, you're around cows out in the country. I mean, okay. All right. So castor oil will work. So the next one, you've done the parasite cleanse. And I want to add, if you're going to do the parasite cleanse, no matter whether it's in capsule form or castor oil, do an enema at the end of the night. Why an enema? I know everybody loves to hear me talk about that. Well, what is an enema? Well, you have this bag, okay, and it's usually rubber that you can put warm water in it or a little bit of coffee mixed in with the water. And then it's got a real long hose and usually has a hook where you can hook the bag up higher than you're going to be. So you're going to grease the end of this hose and you're going to shove it up your butt. Okay. And then you're going to squeeze as much water as you can. And when you've done that, you're going to go lay down for as long as you can hold that water in. And when you're ready, you're going to want to run to the toilet. And as my daughter coined it, you will probably have exploding ass, but you're cleaning yourself out. Now, as you're killing these parasites, again, they're leaving toxins and all that ooky stuff they're releasing. Now, people in the old days when they were cleansing, you know, I'm sure you may have even experienced this yourself, that as, you know, the parasite would die, you would end up getting what everybody called a cold. Well, great. If you don't want to get sick, then give yourself an enema at the end of the day, because what it is doing is pulling out all that unwanted toxins and keeping it from recirculating in the body. Now, being one that really, after my dear friend told me about it, and I just went, not going to happen. I ain't doing it. You are out of your mind. No. Yeah, I had ego. And then one day it was like, all right, I was pretty sick, and it's like, God, all right, I'll try this. And I couldn't believe how much better I felt the next day because I wasn't recontaminating myself. So, the bag you can buy at the grocery store, or the drugstore, and they're very cheap, maybe seven, eight, nine, $10 where you live, or you can get it on Amazon. Now, when you've got you feel you're really feeling pretty good about getting parasites out of your body, and this is going to take more than one day. And really, you're going to want to start treatment like 3 days before the full moon, because like I said, parasites are moon creatures, and this is when they're going to come out, and this is when you're going to get them. So next, you're going to work on clearing out your kidneys and getting them all really good and functioning. Because when that's really good, then you can go to the liver. And a lot of people have kidney stones and what's called liver stones in their body, like gallstones. So, when you do the kidney liver cleanse, you're going to start expelling that, and the kidneys you want to be working in really good order. So it just helps flush all that out of your body without stress. Hulda Clark has some good parasite cleanses in one of her books. Go look it up online. Oh, the cure for all diseases. It's a really good book. It tells you everything you need to know about parasites and worms and how they relate to the body and what happens when you clean them out, and literally how to clean them out. So some of this is from her. Some of this I've done myself. That's why I know it works. And I'm really going to make more effort to get rid of all these little worms and parasites in my body, so I don't have to worry about anybody I hang around or how close I get to them or let them touch me without me going, oh my God, let me go take a hot shower and scrub myself down. So I am working on me because I love a lot of the people that, for whatever the reason, took the vaccine. And because of that, I put a lot of effort in looking for ways to stay healthy. So again, I can be around them because I love them. And it's hard not to be. Or I work in a store where, some excited person gets so excited over our talk, just be compelled to hug me. And I'll know I'm okay, which I know I'm okay. Oh, one other healing modality you might want to get is a portable steam sauna. And that's really going to help also clear out toxins and all that impure stuff. I know so many healing modalities and so little time to do it, but if you really want to do it and get well, you will. You'll find a way to make a good routine. Now, if you're really in doubt what to do or how to do it, go to your local health food store and ask questions. Google it. See a naturopath or even a Chinese doctor. And oh my God, I had such an incredible Chinese doctor in California in the LA area, Dr. Wang Ning. He used to teach in the universities in China, and actually some of the movie stars would go to him. Now at that time, a traditional Chinese doctor, he was charging like $10 for seeing you, and then he makes up the herbs. So, they check your pulse, he looks your tongue, he talks to you to see what you're experiencing. And all the while, he's writing down a prescription of how many and what herbs he wants to add in. And you can come out with a huge bag of herbs with about 10, 15, herbs in it. And what you do, you're going to take it home and you're going to cook it. So you're going to put the whole bag in a nice big pot of water. Start at 5 cups. You're going to boil it down to 1 cup. And then you're going to let it cool. And you can put honey in it if you want to sweeten it up a little bit. But I just do it. So I got to warn you, it does taste like swamp juice. So when it gets cool enough, I hold my nose, I take a deep breath, and I literally just chug it down. And usually I have a little chaser of juice right next to it. But wow, I could feel my body just tingle and really come to life and really, help me heal whatever I was going through. And oh my God, back then, when you don't really want to do modern medicine and you believe in Chinese medicine and the kids get sick, it's really hard for them to swallow swamp juice. So there'd be times when, you just kind of wrestle them down and one parent holds them down and the other parent's got a baster and you just kind of squirt it in their mouth because, this is their medicine. Yeah, too much information. Thank God they are older now, and I hope they don't ever write a book about me. All right. So, guys, pay more attention and really start doing parasite cleanse. It really will make a difference in your life. Now, let's talk a little bit about cleansing from radiation poisoning. I said we'd be skipping all over the place, and radiation from Fukushima and all the other nuclear reactors have not stopped going full ahead. Fukushima in Japan, they had a big nuclear accident 11 years ago. And do you hear anyone talk about it from any government, any newspaper? Maybe once a year when the anniversary comes around, but nobody's trying to stop it. And all Japan goes is, hey, we got so much of this stuff now. We're just going to dump it into the ocean. It's gone around the world many, many times over. There's no big plastic square tubes over everybody where you live that keeps the radiation away. And it's so high, it's amazing we're still alive. And yet the governments still don't talk about it. Why? I think it's called depopulation. Because if you have a heart attack, you're going to think, oh my God, maybe it's something he did or I did. And it's not, it's radiation. It affects the organs in your body, and the heart is the biggest organ. It affects your joint. You can lose your hair. And these young kids, like I mentioned, that are getting the vaccine, how many of them are already compromised because they play outside all the time? And it's affecting their heart. And because they're young, look at how many generations have been affected from the nuclear industry. I'm 68. So when I was being carried by my mother, they were doing all the bomb testing in Nevada. Did that affect me and everyone? Oh God, yeah. So now they do more testing. And it affects my children and their children and on down the road. Like I said, and then their kids are getting all these vaccines, which is not allowing their immune system to develop. So I'm really not surprised to hear that when these kids are getting vaccines, they're having heart trouble now. And it's bringing it up to the surface to the point that you can't ignore it. And I would bet you that they also have parasites and worms around their heart. And if they've got a dog, they might even have heartworm. Again, your physicians will not talk to you about this. All right. Like I said, radiation poisoning. Add that to the pot of what we need to cleanse from. So Oh, not to mention the chemical trails that are being dumped on us. God. So you might want to keep some liquid iodine around to put on the thyroid, and that can actually help the thyroid from not taking on some radiation. Add miso soup and kelp into your family's diet or spirulina, and you got to be really careful where you get that because you don't want to get it from Japan. So you want to stock up on Epsom salt, hydrogen peroxide, baking soda for a really great bath cleanse. Now, the hydrogen peroxide actually puts oxygen back into your body, and the salt and soda pulls out toxins. So you can add a pint to a quart, depends how you're feeling, of hydrogen peroxide into your bathtub. And you're going to add at least a pound of Epsom salt, or if you can't only get regular salt, use that. But you have to put in a pound or more into the bathtub. Why? Because if you put less in, your body's going to absorb the water and salt. A pound or more, now it's going to remove the toxins and cleanse you. And the baking soda also the same, removes toxins, and it's just purifying. Now, is it going to change your hair color? Nah, you're good. Oh, the baking soda, I put about a cup of baking soda in the water. Now, you can also add, if I'm going through something traumatic, I recommend Rescue Remedy. And this is homeopathic now because they mix that with alcohol. And I hate alcohol. I just don't like the taste. Ugh. I will put it in my bathtub. And what that does, or you can put it in a bottle of water and, sip the water all day. You put in like 10 drops, or you can put it under your tongue. I prefer to put it in my bath water because, like I said, I don't like alcohol and it'll absorb through my skin. But Rescue Remedy helps take any shock out of your body that you might have experienced, whether it's from a fall, a breakup in a relationship, a death, any loss of a job, a fight, with your mate. That puts us out of balance. So, Rescue Remedy is great. A lot of times I add that to my cleansing bath. Now, you also might want to add liquid vitamin D3 to your diet, and you take also zinc. Now, not only is that good for the COVID to help build your body up, and I found liquid vitamin D3, I like that much better than the pills because, the liquid, wow, it just like gives your body that punch it needs to get better. And then, whatever other vitamins and minerals you feel you need, take them. And again, if you've been in a radiated place that you know of, you may have visited Japan, you may have flown. When you fly, you're in high radiation. Give yourself a simple enema at the end of the day and pull out again those toxins and what you may have taken on. And then oil yourself down with coconut oil, which is an anti-cancerous, antifungal. And it just makes you feel good. Oh my God. Wow. Well, that's it for time. We didn't run out of time. Well, I hope this knowledge will help you to stay healthy. And if you want to contact me, you can call me at my store at 808-775-9400. My website, www.angellightom.com. That's ANGELITEOM.com. Or through Facebook or my YouTube page, okay? But this is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPR and radio. And again, this is June 11th, 2021. Thank you so much for joining in. And, you know, remember to chant world enlightenment. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. It's going to help us anchor that light to the earth. December 24th this year, we are going to have that world enlightenment event where we all come together and just call that energy down and really quantum leap us into divine enlightenment. So good night, everybody. I hope your week is really blessed. Remember, we're still in Mercury in retrograde. So if things aren't going right, yeah, you can blame it on that. Good night. Catch you next week. Aloha.